insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما
And those who do not invoke with Allah another deity or kill the soul which Allah has forbidden to be killed except by right, and do not commit unlawful sexual intercourse. And whoever should do that will meet a penalty.
يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا.
Multiplied for him is the punishment on the day of resurrection, and he will abide therein humiliated.
إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما
Except for those who repent, believe, and do righteous work. For them, Allah will replace their evil deeds with good, and ever is Allah forgiving and merciful.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 70th verse of Surah Al-Furqan. This holy verse says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا Unless he repents, believes and works righteous deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا Then these are the ones who Allah changes their evil deeds to good ones, and Allah is forgiving, merciful. As you have been previously with us, brothers and sisters, we were discussing the concept of multiplication of wrongdoers' punishment that was mentioned in the 69th verse, يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابِ And this multiplication was for those who commit either of three sins. Polytheism, slaying the soul that Allah has forbidden, and committing fornication. We have sufficiently discussed why these multiplications are mentioned for these kinds of sins. Different commentaries were discussed in the earlier program. And the Holy Quran says that they will abide in hell forever while in abasement. But since the Holy Quran never closes the path of return for the wrongdoers, the Holy Quran is always encouraging the sinners to repent their sins It says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Unless the one who repents, believes and works righteous deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Then they are the ones who Allah changes their evil deeds to good ones. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is forgiving, merciful. So three sins of the greatest sins were mentioned, and opportunity is provided for returning and repenting of these persons. Because every regretful wrongdoer can return to Allah on the condition that his repentance is real. And the sign of real repentance is doing righteous deeds, which is brought up in the verse. Otherwise, to merely repent verbally or having passing regret in the heart is not the reason of repentance. Now, the real important issue about the verse is how Almighty Allah changes their sins to good deeds. Let me explain to you a few of the commentaries that can be acceptable in this regard.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine.
In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insight into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So we answered the question. Dear listeners, as we said, the ones who repent truly, the Almighty Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. They are the ones who Allah changes their evil deeds to good ones. And this is a very important issue. Now, let us have a look at the few commentaries, all of which can be acceptable in this regard. One possible explanation is that when man repents and acquires faith in Allah, deep transformation happens throughout his whole entity. And because of this inward transformation and revolution, later all his evil deeds will be changed into good ones. If formerly he committed homicide, in future, defending the oppressed and fighting with the oppressors will take its place. If he was an adulterer, he would later become pure and modest. This divine aid and success is achieved under the light of faith and true repentance. This is one possible commentary. Another commentary that can also be acceptable is that Allah removes all the evil deeds out of His grace, favor, and bestowal, and replaces them by good deeds. Let us have a look at one tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Dharr narrated that the Holy Prophet said that on the day of resurrection, some people are called to come, and Allah commands to remind them their small sins and to hide their greater sins. It is said to them, that you have done such and such small sins that day, and the person will confess to it, his heart is frightened and he is shaking because of the greater sins. Here, if Allah wants to do him a favor, he commands to give him a good deed instead of each evil deed, and he will say that he has some important sins which he does not see them. Abu Dharr says that at this moment, the Prophet ﷺ smiled in a way that his teeth appeared. Maybe because he was really happy for his ummah. And then he ﷺ recited this verse. أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ Allah changes their evil deeds to good ones. Brothers and sisters, we will continue our discussion about this 70th verse of this chapter. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this went fixed.